Hello, I'm Joshua.
And I'm Mary, and welcome to From the Heart.
Orlando is widely known for its tourist spots and attractions, but many people don't know about its thriving arts community.
We are excited to introduce to you talented and passionate artists who shape our arts community. How do they create, and why, and how can Orlando benefit from an even greater arts presence?
On each episode, we'll meet guests who are influential leaders and artists who are truly making a difference.
From the Heart.
Well, hello, Mary.
Hi, Joshua.
Here we are again.
I know.
Back in the studio. You know, this is episode number 12
already.
12 wonderful weeks of being in the studio. Isn't that crazy?
I couldn't ask for a better co-host.
Well, you're kind, and I'll pay you later, but thank you.
Thank you. I take credit cards now.
Credit cards for compliments. I like that. So, wow, what an amazing week in the arts. I mean, so many things have been announced in the last couple of weeks. You know, there's continue to be amazing benefits for the Pulse tragedy. We had that beautiful tribute show and the beautiful arts tribute concert.
Yes.
We had Andrea Kenny on, who let us know about the big Broadway benefit concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cast of Fun Home will be here next weekend.
That is so exciting.
Isn't that amazing?
What a generous gift of time and talent to bring here.
Yeah. And the Dr. Phillips Center, you know, really wanted to be a place where the arts were accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, arts for all.
And the word they used at their opening was the hub.
The hub, and you hosted that opening, so you remember it very well.
Yes, I do.
But
that's where everyone went that first night. What do we do? Where do we go? Where did we go?
Well, I know Kathy and Scott and that whole team have worked so hard to make the center available for these types of benefits and for these types of concerts, and producing the Arts Tribute Concert. Boy, they were just a dream to work with. They really, really were. So that continues to happen. Great concerts. And then, of course, this past weekend was encore show. We had that whole, I think we had the whole cast. It wasn't the whole cast.
But it felt like it. It's a small room here, folks. It was crowded.
It was very crowded. But we got to talk to Clay, the founder, and Tommy, the producer, and Mike, the show director.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, it was incredible.
Yes. Yeah.
How much talent can there be in Orlando? When I think about CFC Arts and the hundreds of artists involved, I think there just can't be any more talent. And
it keeps growing.
Keeps growing.
I listened to something just this week by Simon Sinek on YouTube, why the arts are important. And what he does is he takes his staff sometimes out. He'll go, let's go. And he'll take them to a museum, to an exhibit, photographs, paintings. He'll take them to art. And he says why he does that is because he says, do you ever notice that you don't usually solve problems during a brainstorming session? Usually it's later on you'll have that aha moment. And he explains how our conscious mind, our rational mind, is very small compared to the 11 acres of our unconscious mind, of our irrational mind. And that's what's processing. Everything that's ever been done to us, we've listened to, heard, said, is stored in there. And that's also working like a hard drive on a computer to solve your problems. And that's why all of a sudden you go, oh, aha. But what exercises that? What gets it going? Art.
Art. Absolutely.
So he says, go see performances. Go play instruments. Go to museums. And I went, oh my gosh, I've got to tell Joshua about this.
Well, it's not just the art that makes you think more intellectually, but it also helps you feel. It brings about emotions. You know, we've talked about that a lot over the last couple weeks, but I'm working right now with some wonderful, amazing, brilliant people to write curriculum for the UCF Medical School about how we can have doctors find empathy in their practice room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those kind of things we forget about that art really, really does.
Emotional intelligence.
That's why we say,
I have a gut feeling, or I don't know why, but I just know. And you do know, but it's not in the rational mind. There's no language for that.
Yeah. Well, we hope that if you're listening on this Sunday night and you're getting ready for another crazy busy week, or you're just winding down, or maybe you're just getting home from dinner, or whatever it may be that you're doing, that this show is helping you understand, realize, appreciate, experience the arts in a whole new way through amazing leaders and amazing artists.
You mean like our guest today?
Like our guest today. That was such a good segue. And Mary, we've got Facebook Live going on here, so
wave
at, you know, usually.
Hi.
And Mary, you dressed up so beautiful today.
Well,
you must have known you were going to be on Facebook.
No, I knew I was going to be with Miss America. Oh, I gave it away.
Whoopsie.
She's my Miss America. That's what I always say to Erica Dunlap, Miss America 2004. Not just Miss America, but an extraordinary woman, a big heart, a kind person, and just beautiful.
Thank you. That is so sweet.
Erica, welcome. We're so glad that you're here.
I'm glad to be here with you all, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, when we sat down, we got ready to give you the instructions of how to be on radio, and then I thought, you know, I bet this isn't Erica's first radio interview before. I bet she's done this before.
I used to host a radio show, actually, so
no way.
I'm slightly familiar.
Tell us about that.
Well, a long time ago, when I was just a wee tot, after Miss America, I decided that I wanted to pursue my dream of becoming a country music artist. And I moved to Nashville, and I moved to Nashville as soon as I graduated from UCF. And I wanted to take advantage of the very recent publicity, of course, and the very recent win of being Miss America. And I moved there sight unseen. I only knew three or four people from an appearance I had done there as Miss America. And I did it. I roughed it. I learned how to be a starving artist. And it was not fun.
Why didn't anyone tell me
it wasn't going to be fun?
I can tell you right now, this radio show is not going to be long enough for us to get to know Erica.
I'm the country music. Tell us about country music. What moves you about it?
Because they're stories. The stories are so well put together. And I feel like regardless whether or not you like the sound of country music, more than anything, you should listen to the lyrics. And so it's an entire industry of lyricists, which are similar to musicians, in my opinion, for those who can come up with the words. It's just as much as being able to place the instruments and place the notes and build a, you're building a song. And so you are an artistic architect. And that's what I loved about being there. And that's what I love about country music.
Well, we also learned that you like clogging. Is that, I'm learning because I went to Google. Okay. And I'm like, clogging? I've known Erica all this time. I've never seen her clog.
Oh, yeah.
We have some wood floors here if you want to try it out for Facebook and the radio.
Is that when you got into clogging? When you were in?
I got into clogging when I was about 8 years old.
Really?
I started off with tap, jazz, and ballet, and I was terrible. I have really, really bad feet. So I just could, I was not a ballet girl, but I really liked tap. And so my mom got me private lessons to do tap, and I liked it, but I still was on one piece at a time, one piece at a time. And so she found one of her coworkers. She was a nurse at ORMC or ORHS or Orlando Health,
oh my God. At a local hospital.
I've been here a long time. So anyway, so she found out about this clogging class that was at the Lake Ivanhoe Community Center.
Wow.
And she said, she was like, you know, it's similar to tap dance, so let's just try it out. And we went, and there were, I learned like five or six dances in a night.
Oh, nice.
And so it just kept my mind going, and it kept me interested in doing something. And I converted quite a few of my friends over to it.
To clogging.
Yeah, and it was so much fun. And we got to do performances. By the time I was 9, I was on the professional team. So I would go out to, we would go to conventions and do expos. And we went to Fort Wilderness out in Disney. And we would perform there on Thursday nights. And,
gosh,
I would get paid
so
to,
cool.
Go and clog and dance.
Were you ever tempted to do that as your talent when you won Miss America
pageant? Well. That's another story, actually. I kind of was tempted, but there was a long-running myth that in order to win Miss America, you couldn't do anything that was country.
Oh, interesting.
It wouldn't translate. It wouldn't make you look refined. So girls didn't sing country songs. Girls didn't play the fiddle. Girls didn't clog for a really long time. And then eventually, many of the southern states, even so much as, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas girls were like, this is what we do, So if this is what we do, this
is what
you gotta
just
put the best package out there.
Mm-hmm.
And over
are.
The years, we've seen many of the talent winners who do what they love to do, and they're true to themselves and they're true to their art. So they don't have to compromise the integrity of their art. And that just shines through.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's what I tell girls all the time. Don't worry about doing what your director wants you to do. Do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll show why you are, it's not about being superior, but why you deserve to have this moment is because you've really worked for it.
Mm.
You put all the effort in. You have been determined. You have been dedicated and disciplined. And that's why you deserve to win. It's not because you're the prettiest. It's not because you're the slimmest. It's because I put in the work. And that's what makes you a phenomenal artist is when you put in the work
that
and you know yourself.
That's such great advice. And if you're just now tuning in to From the Heart with my co-host Mary Thompson Hunt, myself, and with our beautiful guest Erica Dunlap on Magic 107.7 FM, that's great advice for anyone, not just somebody who's in the pageant world, but, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the hard work. So you started out, you said you were 6 when you started out in pageantry.
Yeah.
And why would you ever choose the route of Miss America? It's got to be wonderful yet grueling at the same time. What made you choose that?
I didn't know it was grueling until years after I was Miss America. When people started to reflect on my past and some of the things that I stayed away from so that I could, or I sacrificed, I guess you could say, so that I could go along that path. I didn't think of it as a sacrifice. I just knew that that was one of the directions that would get me there the fastest. So I just stayed the course. But I definitely, it was grueling now that I think about it.
Just this morning I watched when you were crowned. Because I thought, let's go back into it. And the look on your face, the first thing she goes, OMG, oh my God.
And right, thank God I didn't say anything else.
And then you dropped your earring. And then it was so cute because you mentioned it. But do you remember what you were thinking at that moment? Were you really surprised?
I've tried so many times to remember. I went blank, just total flatline, paradise, white light. Nothing happened. I was out of it. It was such a phenomenal moment that in hearing all of these different things over the years, just watching it so many times, I had dreamed about that moment so many times that it was like I was actually there. And people don't get a chance to have those moments. I wish I did remember it, but all I can do is just watch it. And I watch like a deer in headlights because every time I win, I think, oh my gosh, I did that. That's crazy. Like, wow, that's really cool that I got a chance to do one of the things that I always wanted to do. It's kind of like boys who grow up playing baseball or football and they've always wanted to be an NFL star and or a Major League Baseball star, and they get to meet one for the first time. It changes your life, and then you actually get to do it. Oh my gosh. It is grueling, and it's hard on your body. It's hard on your mind. Sometimes it's hard on your spirit because people can be really mean. Mm. Like I was mentioning before, people can really be mean when you have found your gift and they're just so depressed and mad that they haven't found theirs. And you have to know how to balance that out. And you have to know that it's okay that you get that feedback because it's just feedback. Mm. It's just noise, right?
But how do you maintain that poise and grace about you? I've seen that make some people bitter and guarded.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Well, I'm not right now. But I have been bitter and guarded. And a lot of it was because I was subscribing to all the negative. And so bitter and guarded, just those words, they're hard, bitter, you know, just to say it. It's a hard word, guarded. It just seems like difficult. And so I went through that phase and I had to spring forth and realize that if I focus on the reason why I'm bitter, if I focus on the reason why people have hurt me and I have to be guarded, then I'm going to get that over and over. So I have to just focus on just spreading love and knowing how to communicate with people. So knowing how to show that my boundaries are important to me. And this is how I need to teach you how to treat me as a Miss America, as a former Miss America, as a woman who does not have to give you my time now. That it was over. I was 21-year-old girl. I am now a whole grown woman. And I am not signing autographs all
hear
night long
roar.
Unless that is what I have contracted to do.
Yeah, no,
let's hear what she says when she's 65.
You know, I met a wonderful woman last night at Outback Steakhouse on Aloma. And she's the most phenomenal lady. She was sitting at the bar and she was very prim and proper. And she was just like my spirit sister from a long time ago. And she turns to me and she says, you got it.
Oh.
And it was like,
thank you. I love it.
And she had like this awesome hat on with rhinestones and pearls. And I was like, that's totally me.
Oh, I love it.
So I find a way to be entertained throughout life. Everywhere that I go, I attract the most whimsical, interesting people who share life with me, and a lot of it is because I was given this particular platform, I was given this particular light, and I have to use my influence for good because there is some bad.
And you do.
And you are.
Erica, what a treat to have you here. We're going to be coming right back with Erica because we've got more coming up when we're going to learn some of the secrets of the trades of being a pageant queen and pageant winner right here on Magic 107.7 From the Heart with Joshua Vickery and Mary Thompson Hunt.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to From the Heart. I'm Mary Thompson Hunt, here with my outrageously talented co-host, Joshua Vickery, and we are at Magic 107.7. So we've been talking with Erica Dunlap, Miss America of 2004, owner of Crown Communication Group, having a wonderful chat, but we've got a little surprise for you. Erica, we know that you like working with young women, and I have a very young woman, actually, she's still a girl, who wants to talk with you. And as we speak, she's getting ready, made up and dressing for her final interview for a pageant. And her dream is to one day be a Miss America. Ooh. So, Sophie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sophie Shaked, guess who you're speaking with?
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, you know, it's Erica Dunlap, one of our Miss Americas.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is happening.
Me neither, Sophie. I'm just like you are. I'm starstruck here in the radio studio with Miss America, who's also beautiful and articulate and just a wonderful lady. But yeah, we're so glad you're with us, Sophie.
I've shown them your pictures, and they all think you're just adorable.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about the pageant you're there getting ready for, a final interview, yeah?
Yeah, so this is Princess America Pageant, and I am representing the state of Florida, and I'm competing against other girls, and I'm getting ready for my interview, which I'm really excited about. It's where you have to talk to different adults and just tell them about you.
And you're 10 years old, yeah?
Yes.
Yes. So what? Tell us about yourself. Like, pretend we're those people, and we say, tell us about yourself, Sophie.
Well, I'm a 10-year-old, and I go to Lake Highland, and I just finished fifth grade, and my parents own a chocolate business, which is really sweet. And I'm an adventure girl, Barbie lover, storyteller, actress, dancer, singer, pretty much everything.
And a little birdie told us that you were voted most likely to be president by your class. Oh, my goodness. That's kind of cool.
The whole class of 2016.
You're here on the radio with someone who knows what it's like to be preparing for that interview, Erica Dunlap. So, Erica, what advice do you have to Sophie and to every little girl who dreams to be you when they're getting ready for that interview round? What did you do to get ready?
Well, first, I just want to say hi, Sophie. Nice to officially meet you over the microphone.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to hear your voice because it really reminds me of myself when I was your age. I was very focused and very determined, and I always had you could hear the goals in my voice. You could hear the ambition coming through, and I hear that in you, and I love it. I think it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The biggest piece of advice that I would give to any young girl, especially in that age group of, 8 to 10 or 10 to 12 years old, I would definitely say it's most important for you to be yourself. Mm-hmm. And so with all of the awesome things that you like to do, I think that it would be even better if you get to let the judges know about one of those things and give them a story that helps them to color in their minds why you're so unforgettable. We already know you're amazing, but maybe if you can take one of your stories about a Barbie that you love and why do you love that Barbie? I collect Barbies too, so I really feel like Sophie and I are like kindred spirits. I still collect Barbies, but now I collect the ornaments, so the Christmas ornaments every single year. A good friend of mine sends them to me every year. I never have to worry about it. I always have them. But I also collect the actual doll. So I have just a wide array of holiday Barbies. And, I would craft a story that whimsically tells the judges something about you that they're not going to get otherwise. Because they only have a little bit of time to figure out why you're so special and why you're unique. And so you want to control the interview. You want to let them know what you think is special about you, because that's all that's really going to matter.
Do you have a favorite Barbie?
Oh, yes.
Well, tell us your little story about why it's important to you.
So it was my sleepaway camp, and it was my birthday, and I was far away from home. I didn't get to see my friends. And on that day, my mommy gave me a birthday Barbie, and she came with this gorgeous dress, and her hair looked just like mine. And I love her, and she's the main Barbie.
See?
She's the main Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I would give you a crown if I could. I'm in. That's
you know,
awesome.
And I would automatically say that's the girl with the Barbie hair and the gorgeous Barbie dress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure you probably have a dress just like it.
And Sophie, you got some awards for character and for leadership and community service and all these really cool things as a 10-year-old. So, Erica, remind Sophie and everybody listening to this radio show, doesn't matter what age or gender you are, why is character so important to being in leadership?
I think it's obvious just by watching the news. Quite frankly, we have a character flaw in so many people who are called leaders. And so there's a conflict on who is a leader and what do they exude and why. It's not that you're perfect. Just because you are in the spotlight, in the public eye, doesn't mean that you're a perfect person. It just means that you strive to have integrity and you do have character and you are a character. I have learned that I must be the Queen of America, Erica, every single day. And sometimes it's very difficult, Sophie. But as you know, you're also a princess, queen in training. It's very difficult to reign over a kingdom, but sometimes you just have to let all of the jesters and the peasants know what fabulous is. So that's what I do. I spread love and light to all the people, and I am she even when I don't want to be.
And as she said that, a halo came over her head, yes, and the heavens
opened.
And there
were angels singing in the radio studio.
And she looks beautiful. I wish you could see her today. Oh, actually, every day. You always look great. So, Sophie, what does integrity mean to you?
Integrity?
Mm-hmm.
It's doing the right thing when no one is watching, always believing in yourself and doing the right thing. It's just doing good.
Yeah, that's a good answer. So what's a question, you know, you have the opportunity right now to ask Miss America any question you want. What would that be, Sophie?
This is pretty hard, but how do you smile the whole entire time on stage? Because I have to massage myself.
You know, that goes away after a while. And I started pretty young. I started doing pageants when I was 6. So, you know, I've been well-groomed at this. And I loved it. I love being on stage. And so sometimes it was really difficult to smile for that long. But again, I had to learn at a very young age to be a character. And so my character was always, I am the queen in my mind. And the queen may take a break from her smile for just a moment, but she always has a pleasant disposition on her face.
And you always do.
So
we're talking with Erica
I may break
Dunlap.
It. But.
We're talking with Erica Dunlap here on 107.7 Magic FM. Erica, is it true that sometimes you put, or not you, but pageant girls will put Vaseline on their teeth to make them smile? Have you heard that one?
I've tried it years and years ago, but it really never helps. Nothing ever helps because
your
cheeks get so tired.
And also, I would think the lipstick would get on your teeth.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird to put Vaseline on your teeth. So I wouldn't suggest
that. What do you think,
Joshua?
I don't know. I don't think I'd put Vaseline in my mouth, but I think you don't need any help. Your smile is just there, so don't
try
it.
So you can totally take a break if you need to, but I think it's important just to always be pleasant. And you know what? I'm working on a book project where I'm going to be talking about how pageants are like everyday life, and people have no idea.
What do you mean?
Because really, we're constantly being judged, unfortunately, and it's important for us to always be on target. We always have to be on message, and we need to say certain things, and this is how we're perceived, is that judgment against whatever the panel is. People are always looking at you, and your stage is wherever you're going.
Right,
you know,
you
so if you're going to work, if you're going to the mall, that's your stage. So,
wow, that's
you know,
that's a great book.
So we have to keep in mind for that final answer, sometimes you might get caught off guard, but you just have to be, you have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
What is your mission?
My mission is to help people to understand how to celebrate life and discover balance.
Ooh.
So
you're talking to the wrong people about discovering balance.
Listen, I'm a little.
I find it in you.
I'm a little off balance sometimes
right
myself.
Now.
But it's important to find those balances in life, figuring out when you have too much of one thing and you need to rein it back. And so being at peace with yourself enough to know when you're overindulging and when you need to nurture yourself.
Sophie, I know you're still listening. That is such incredible advice. But you you see yourself in young Sophia, who's on the phone, full of promise and optimism. What advice do you have to give her as she's going through this journey right now?
Sophia, I would tell you to please, whatever you do, don't listen to any naysayers, because unfortunately, the people who recognize that you're special, recognize your significance, a lot of times they'll try to dumb it down. They'll try to water you down because it's so potent. You're so concentrated. And a lot of people haven't found that purpose yet. And you have been fortunate to have your wisdom at a very young age. And when you do, people pick on you for it. And people are not necessarily nice to you, but you have to know how to rise above it and stay determined and stay focused and know that everything that you want to happen will happen for you, because it happened for me the exact same way. I just stayed the course, and I was very focused on who I wanted to be, and I became it.
Sophie, I want to give you a little advice that I got from a good friend of mine a couple of years ago by the name of Erica Dunlap. It was something that didn't go my way. And Erica said to me, "You know what? Man's rejection is God's protection." And I love that. It was another way of let it be. We are exactly where we're supposed to be when we're being. And the reason I tell you that is because you're in a line of business now where you're going to get a lot of rejection. But it only takes one yes to take you to your next step. So you stay in it.
Oh, this is so special. Thank
you. Yeah, and Sophia, you've got like 10 minutes before interview time. How are you feeling?
A little nervous, but I feel great.
What do you do when you're nervous? How do you shake off those nerves?
It's kind of a secret, but I'll tell you. I kind of just relax myself and think of my favorite memory and just take deep breaths, and I feel like I'm talking to my best friend, and that's how I should talk.
That's exactly what I was going to tell you. I was just going to tell you, took it right out of my brain, you little Sophie, you. Oh. I was just going to tell you that it's important when you go into the interview room to think of these judges as your most intellectual friends. You know how we have all different kinds of friends, right? Yeah. So your friends that you like to have fun conversations with that really get to the heart of something important. That's who you're talking to. And then it won't be so scary. That's what I did every single time, and it always worked.
And I loved your advice about the stories. It's something that Simon Sinek says, that people don't care what, they care why.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And so share your why.
Yeah.
So what's next for you, Sophie, after you win this pageant, or whether you do or not, you're still a winner. But what's next for you?
I actually am going straight into another pageant, but right before that, I auditioned for this part, and I got it.
What part?
In a film. There was these two girls, and they had a flashback. And there's a mean girl and a nice girl. And of course, I got the nice girl.
Of course you did. With that sweet voice,
awesome.
Of course you're going to be the nice one.
Aww.
But if you had to play the mean one, you could do it, right? Because you're an actress.
Yes.
Oh, very cool. So anything else you want to say to Erica Dunlap before you go?
So, Erica, I know something that we have in common.
Please do tell.
The hair makeup artist, Leslie Ann, is my she's my makeup artist. She's doing it right
really?
Now.
Oh, my. Please tell Leslie Ann I said hello. It's been a long time. Hey, girl.
That is awesome. I thought it was going to be some deep, profound truth.
Yes.
And it's you share the same hair
well,
makeup
and
artist.
You share a friend in me and now in Joshua.
See?
Yes. And you've been on the same radio show together.
Uh-huh.
See? Very
it's like
good.
We're all best friends here at From the Heart on Magic 107.7 FM.
But I have to go. I have to leave like right now.
Okay,
but
good. Break
awesome
a leg.
I'm talking to you.
Good luck.
Fantastic to talk
to you. Let us know how you
luck.
Do.
Love you.
Stay in touch.
Bye.
Oh, adorable.
I told you.
Oh, my goodness.
Aww,
well, that was great. And what a great way to find out more about you, Erica, through the eyes of someone who looks up to you is walking the journey you did just a couple of years ago.
Just a couple of decades ago.
Well, when we get back, we're going to learn more about Erica, and she's going to have amazing advice for all that are listening. And so join Mary and I and Erica back here on From the Heart Magic 107.7 FM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to From the Heart. We're here at Magic 107.7. I'm Mary Thompson Hunt, and I'm here with my exquisite co-host, Joshua Vickery, and our amazing guest today, Miss Erica Dunlap, Miss America 2004. Welcome back, Erica. Yay. And Joshua.
Thanks. Thank you.
Erica, I have two questions here from our mutual friend, Frank Arshadiakono, mm-hmm. who we both worked with at the American Idol experience. So I'm going to read the view of the first one. As a local celebrity for Orlando and a voice in entertainment nationwide, how has the recent attack on Orlando affected you, and how will you use your voice for your own hometown?
Thank you so much. First of all, I feel like I'm in a pageant.
No, I was going to say, that's a very good pageant question.
That was such a good pageant question. But because I've been so well trained and because I do things from the heart, aww. I'm able to say that I have been very deeply affected by the recent tragedy. It's unbelievable that it was somewhere that I frequented. It was somewhere that I had been recently. It was somewhere that I could have been that evening. And I try to share that with people because there's quite a few people who are completely just removed from it. People who live in Orlando, it's almost as if this is a gay issue, so it doesn't apply to us, doesn't apply to our kind. Good luck to the families. We'll pray for them, but, you know, let's
or
just keep
because
going.
Because it was Latin
day.
Night, they think it was a Latin.
Or it was a Latin mm-hmm. thing. So people are segmenting this as opposed to realizing that that just happened to be that nutcase, you know, than what he wanted to do. But it could very well be anywhere. Just last year, we experienced this other very, very troubled person who went into a church in South Carolina and shot people. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Public places are now too available. Mm. And it's frightening because as a country, we can't live in fear. But in the same regard, we have to be mindful. Mm. And so a week after the Pulse shooting, I did my own research and I went downtown to a club. And I walked in and no one wanted me, no one frisked me, no one sent me through a metal detector. And I thought to myself, what is going on? This could happen again. It just could. Mm-hmm. Not that I want it to, not that I think it will, but it could. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be mindful and not so exclusive.
And are you able to find a way to use your platform and as a voice?
Yes. So I have been very forward about my thoughts on via Facebook because that is the fastest way to get information out anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So Facebook is like the town crier.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so people know about things and they automatically call friends and they automatically, because now we have Facebook Live, they can interact with you so much easier regarding, you know, whatever's going on. So I definitely utilize that as a platform. But I'm singing again, which is kind of foreign to me because after my Tennessee experience, I just kind of shut down from all of that. Mm. And so I creatively just kind of pulverized myself because I was just so wounded. So I was licking my four little wounds. And now I'm singing again. So it's helping me to reestablish the platform and give people that opportunity to hear some more perspective.
Well, and so where are you singing now?
Well, I don't really have like a place.
Well, I have this really cool place that you can come and sing at any time you want. Of course. Central Florida Community Arts. Hello.
So yes, we could certainly do something sooner than
later. So there's another couple of questions I would ask you, but I just want to, because we're talking about platform. Mm-hmm. You were Miss Orlando. You were Miss Heart of Florida. You were Miss City Beautiful. But you were the first African-American Miss Florida, which I think is amazing.
Thank you.
How was that platform something that you were able to help really empower young African-American women to say, look, you can reach your dreams. Anything is possible. How was that platform for you?
You know, it was only 2 months in because I won Miss Florida at the end of June and Miss America was in September. And
wow.
So I very quickly transitioned from being Miss Florida to being Miss America. However, I still am very connected to what it means to be a Florida girl and what does that represent. And there are so many women who have not been, who have not felt the same feelings of what it means to be beautiful and accepted and worthy and enough because they're not being celebrated. And so when you see a Miss Florida, I don't, It's exciting for me to meet one in general, but as a little girl, it was really exciting for me to meet Alexandra Romaine, who was Miss Florida Sunshine Festival. And she was this beautiful black woman who wore this orange dress. And I still just think about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, she was so amazing. And she was just so, because it felt like me. You know, I collect Barbies. So.
Which we learned when you spoke to little Sophie.
It's a big deal for me.
When you worked at the American Idol experience, we shared a dressing room with our costumes. And I love that some days you went, nope, I'm using my hair today. And some days you went, nope, this one's more fun. But I love the fact that you would go, I'm not going to not have my hair because that's who I am. And I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
That's when I went, I love this one.
There were times when, you know, in any show capacity as a creative person, you are asked to portray what is expected of you as opposed to who you actually are. And so as a black woman, I don't want to be portrayed as the you know what. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be portrayed as the B-I-T-C-H. I don't want to be portrayed as the diva. I don't want to be portrayed as less than. Mm-hmm. I want to be portrayed
as someone trying to be something you're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it's really fair.
I'm with you, girl. Here's another question. How has being Miss America helped you in your public speaking businesses, and how are you doing with them?
Well, thank you so much for asking. This is like the best interview ever. Thanks, Frankie.
Well, thank you, Frankie.
And before you answer, there's one thing he wants me to tell you. Tell her I am proud of her, not only as an American icon, a diversity advocate, or even as a professional speaker, but mostly I'm proud of her for being a beautiful human being with a beautiful heart.
Oh my gosh. You want me to answer a question after I cry?
Well, like, no, I want to know why Frank's never told me that. Jeez. Thanks, Frank.
That is sweet.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah, that's our Frank.
That needs to be on the website when we post this. That could be the tagline.
Okay. So how are you doing with your public speaking businesses?
I'm doing well and I want to do weller.
Weller. Speaking 101.
She's going to hear from Frank on Weller.
No, I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I have had over the years as a speaker. And as an artist, I have extended my art form to hosting. So event hosting and branding arts, because it really is an art form to be able to represent a company, to represent a brand. And to do it as a chameleon, because I have to be able to switch and go to company versus company versus company, you know, so I'm always in and out of different industries. And for such a long time, I gave myself a really hard time about that. Like, you need to stick to one thing. Everybody told me stick to one thing. And then I got a fortune cookie.
And that's where we all learn our future. Right?
Seriously, I believe this. I can't wait to hear.
And the fortune cookie said something really profound that I don't remember. But it was so profound that I said, Yes. Why do I have to stick to just one thing? I don't have to put all of my eggs in one basket. I've got 12 eggs, baby. I need 12 baskets. Mm. So why not? Mm-hmm. And there are times when I have to really stay in the road and be very focused on the one thing at the time. But that doesn't mean that I can't have several. Mm-hmm. And so it's just life is so much more fun that I get to embrace all of the goodness that's out there for me. And I just can't get overwhelmed. So
I love that. And if you're just tuned in with us tonight on Sunday night, talking to Erica Dunlap, former Miss America 2004, but just beyond that, a wonderful human being, as Frank said earlier. But, you know, I'm curious, what is life like the moment after you're crowned Miss America? Like, your life is never the same. You're always, here we are, 12 years later, and you're still Miss America. Like,
she's my Miss America.
It's never the same.
Because, you know, I can't tell the little girls this because, you know, I can't tell them the truth, but you have to wear makeup every day.
You'll meet somebody and be like,
oh, that was Miss America.
And you know why? You know why you have to wear makeup every day? It's not because of the vanity of I don't feel like I look good without makeup on. It's just because I don't really like having to edit my pictures that much anymore. I treat social media as an opportunity and a board game. You know what I mean?
Because opportunity so many and times, a board game. So I'm hearing strategy. What do you
yes,
mean?
Yes. It's like, what's the name of it? What's the name of one of those? Life.
Oh. Life?
Life, the board game, right?
Risk.
Yeah, there's a lot of risk involved.
Monopoly.
So you have to be mindful of what you are expressing to people and mm-hmm. what you're putting out. And as I mentioned before, I went through the bitter and guarded phase where I sometimes would use social media to say what I really felt. And we all go through that phase. Mm-hmm. It's very normal. It's like your own little audience of people. And it depends on what you're putting out mm-hmm. as to what you get back. But you have to be really careful about that. You know, and so you can't really put things out that are harmful. And there are times when people use it the wrong way because you just want to get it out.
I was going to say, I wish everyone would be that strategic about it.
Yeah. So now I'm putting out things that are going to help people and really help people to be inspired and to think a little bit more clearly mm-hmm. and celebrate.
I'm curious to know, when you were Miss America, you said it happened just a few months after Miss Florida. Did you have to be Miss Florida and Miss America, or did your first runner-up represent Florida?
Yes, the first runner-up assumed the title.
Oh, she was
Florida.
Happy for you.
Can you imagine? She was jumping up and down and crying more than you were.
Well, you know, there's an interesting story there, and you know, it was great to give her that opportunity. I was grateful that we both got to get a little bit of what we wanted. You know, clearly everybody wants to compete at the Miss America level and on the Miss America stage. But getting the chance to forever be Miss Florida, yeah. I think is pretty stellar.
Yeah.
And it's a really tough accomplishment.
Who was that?
Her name's Shauna Pender, and she's recently married, so I don't know her last name, but she was a great competitor. And
do you still keep in touch?
Through Facebook, mm-hmm. you know, and we see each other here and there at certain events.
Other friends?
I believe she was at Miss America last year, so I got to see her in like the hospitality suite. But I'm grateful that I was able to give her the chance to be Miss Florida because she worked really hard to be Miss Florida. She was first runner-up 3 times in a row. And it's such a heartbreak.
Yeah.
I mean, we all dreamed about it as a little
sure.
girl. And so it stinks. It just does when, you know, you're so close and so far. So I'm glad that we both got to get the experiences. I will say that I tell many of the state young ladies who don't go on to win Miss America. I try to stop them at some point and I tell them all, I know that this is a bittersweet experience for you to, you know, be around the young lady who won and you're one of the runner-ups. But as a former Miss America, I'm just letting you know what a great opportunity you have to go back to your state and just be the most amazing Miss Oklahoma or Miss
yes.
Miss Missouri or you be the most amazing one there ever has been.
Yes.
Be the most amazing one for yourself.
Yes.
Leave your own legacy in that area and don't worry about the whole country. You yes. know?
Yes.
You know? Because that's a lot. It's a lot of eyes on you. It's a lot of scrutiny and it's a lot of really difficult terrain
and it's still
to
your
have
job
to navigate, and it's always your job and so no matter what I do, whether I win the lottery or whether I run somebody over, I'm going to be Miss America who did that and so it always precedes you, and it's not a curse, it's a wonderful blessing, but there are times when it just becomes a little bit
Burdensome.
A little bit of a burden.
Yeah. Mm.
And I don't say that to be rude.
No,
or
no.
But like anything,
I think Joshua could say that with his organization.
Mm. Absolutely.
When many times we've had the conversation that we are exactly where we are meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when we embrace that and accept it and know that there were the great days and the hard days, just puts things in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree. Erica, it has been an absolute joy to talk to you. I feel like this hour has, well, it has just flown
mm-hmm.
by. We could talk forever, but you're an artist when it comes to conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You are an artist when it comes to singing. You're going to come sing with us, right?
Yes, I am.
I have a new
you're
stage.
You're here on Magic 107. But keep doing wonderful things. Keep being the bright, shining star that you really, really are. Just mm-hmm. spending this time with you here. You have a lot to teach people and a lot
to
give. So keep it up.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
And a big shout out. Thank you to you, Sophie, for being here. Good luck with your interview. Can't wait to hear about it. And I'll make sure that Erica knows.
Yeah, that's
thank
awesome.
You.
And there are so many wonderful things to experience in our arts community coming up in the next week. Lots of great summer camps. And then Equus is coming to town,
as well
as Beauty and the Beast at the Orlando Shakespeare Theater. So check out OrlandoAtPlay.com and go and experience art this week. It will change your life.
Hear, hear. Have a great week.
Have a great week. You've been here with Mary Thompson Hunt and Joshua Vickery from The Heart, Magic 107.7 FM.